Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tzadi. We begin at the very top line with the words, Boi Rami Bar Choma. So Rami Bar Choma asked the following Shaila. We discussed yesterday the different shitos in terms of rooftops versus one rooftop to another rooftop, carrying within one rooftop. We're going to continue back in discussion with some of the things we had yesterday, the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. But first, let's start off just straight with Rami Bar Choma's question. So he asks, Shtei Amos Begag U Shtei Amos Biomud Mahu. What happens if a person wishes to carry from a Gag to Amos, and then an additional 2 Amos to go carry to a Omud? An Omud, we said, is a platform that you have in the Rishus HaRabim over here that is adjacent to this Gag, and it is Gavoa Yud. Rashi says V'rochav Dalet, means it's 4x4 in its width, so it's a separate entity. It's more than 10 Tvachim tall, so it's a Rishus HaYachid now that's standing within the Rishus HaRabim. So can you carry Mahu? Rami Racham is asking, are you allowed to carry less than 4 Amos, but to go transfer from this Rishus of the Gag to this Rishus HaYachid? So Gemara says, really? Is that a good question? Amar Rabba. Rabba says, what in the world is Rami Bar Choma asking? Is he asking, can you carry from a Carmelist to Gag? Rashi explains, we're going according to the sheet of Rav over here, Karav Sirule. The Amar Gag, Shebein HaGag, if you have a rooftop that's adjacent to other rooftops and there's no machitza, that's a hecker between them, so they're adjacent to each other, they're attached. Eim etatlam, though, you're not allowed to carry with El B'dalet Amos. The Osra Adad, the one rooftop will ruin it for the other rooftops. So it's like having a Carmelist here that you're not allowed to carry to, and you're going to carry it to an adjacent Rishus HaYochid. So is that his question? Carmelist to Rishus HaYachid, Koma Boyle, how could he possibly ask, can you carry from a Carmelist to Rishus HaYachid? You're not allowed to do that. So, therefore, what was his question? Gemara says, no. Rami Bar Choma was a huge Talmud Chacham. The Rami Bar Choma, the Gemara says, Agav Churfe lo Iyimba. He's so sharp, he had jumped and asked such a question so quickly, he didn't explain his question as fully as one would have liked. Elohachi Koma Boyle. This really was the question that Rami Bar Choma was asking. You just have to understand what he meant to ask. He was asking, if you have Beis Amos Begag, you have the 2 Amos that you're carrying from the rooftop of this Gag, and you're carrying it to an adjacent Carmelis, Ubeis Amos the Achsadra Mahu, and he's carrying it to the roof of an Achsadra. An Achsadra, we've said many times, is like a porch area, and on the top roof, it is considered a Carmelist as well. So as Rashi explains, Bismillah, this question was, Klomar, Pshita, of course, the Oster, you're not allowed to carry from one Gag to another Gag. But that's in a normal situation, when one Gag is a Carmelist, and the other Gag you're not allowed to carry to, because you're not allowed to go, according to Rav. Everyone is a separate Rishus by itself. But that's only, he was asking in this situation, when you have different statuses to these Gags because of the underlying area underneath them that has a different status. Each of them underneath there, because of the machitzos that are underneath there, is a separate status. But here, there are no people underneath there because this Achsadra is a different type of a status than a regular house that has mechitzos inside of it, as the Gemara now will explain. What was his question? Me, I'm reading, do we say, Kivan, the low high chazi ledira, because underneath this roof, nobody was living, the low high chazi ledira, and underneath this Achsadra, nobody was living. Do we view that as Chodor Rishusahi? It's therefore one entity, and therefore it's allowed to carry up to Dalet Amos. As Rashi explains, this Achsadra belonged to somebody else, Shobala Macherim. So it was Algav Tikra Shal Achsadra. We're talking about on top of the Achsadra, not underneath the Achsadra, which is Yoser Mibes Sosayim. And this Achsadra was larger than a Beis Sosayim. And therefore, the Ein Law Mechitza doesn't have the Mechitza, the Ein Law P Tikra. And we don't say over here that it does have mechitzas because normally a flat roof is going to have pi tikra yorid v'sosem. As Rashi says, that we don't say over here the name of yorid v'sosem because the avida ki arzila b'shafua. We had this previously, that this is a slanted roof. As Rashi says, kigag in shalanu, like they already had in his days. In the times of Bavo, they used to use their roofs for lots of purposes. And they had flat roofs. And therefore, we could say that the rooftop edge, the pi tikra, yorei v'sosem, can form a halachic wall going down, even though there's no wall there. But if it's a slanty roof, we don't say pi tikra yorei v'sosem. And therefore, the hash, the Rashi continues, the havi alei nami carmelis. So this is one carmelis to another carmelis. Malu tautu mizel zeh. Do we say, Rashi continues, chodah rishusahu, that this is one rishus? The afa pi she'ein or shalish echad, even though it belongs to two different people. Ein behem chaluk Rishusa. We don't consider them two separate Rishuyos. And this goes, Afilu l'Rabbanon, d'lo damu l'shnei gagim, which is different than the two gagim. There they say, the Hasam, Iko d'yurim l'mato b'shneim. There they say that since they're individual people living below, so each gag is a separate Rishus to itself. V'yesh lomar, kishem sheyesh choluk Rishus l'mato b'batim kachish choluk l'mala. In that situation, we say, just like the people living below, so the people living above. And therefore, those are separate Rishuyos. But here, as Rashi continues, Abu Bakhsadra, Lekalamemahochi, nobody's living underneath there. So maybe here, it's considered Chod Rishusahi. Alternatively, the other side of the coin, Odilma, Kibon, Demigag, Ligag, Osu, just like you can't carry from one Gag to another Gag, according to the Chachamim, because each one is a separate entity, each one is La'atzmo, so to over here, Migag Le'achsadra, Nami Yosu, because it's owned by two different people, and each one is a separate entity. And who cares that there are no people living underneath it? It's still a separate entity. That was Rami Bar Chama's question. So the Gemara now asks, by Rav Bibi Bar Abaye also asked the question, and he asked, Beis Amos Begag, or Beis Amos Bechor B'mahu. What would be if you had a person who wanted to carry from one Gag, and he went to Amos, and then he went to a Gag of a Churba? And you can see this in the Pirush Chai. You can see the previous diagrams that we were talking about in the Pirush Chai on page 196 for the beginning part of this year. You can see this, the case of the house to the Omud is diagram number 24. The case of the Beis Amos Begag, Beis Amos Bachsadra, was diagram number 25. And the case of the Beis Amos Begag and Beis Amos Bechorba is, according to Rashi, the diagram in on page 196, diagram number 27. So he's asking here a very similar question. If you have Beis Amos Begag, or Beis Amos Bechorba, are you allowed to carry it from the Gag into the rooftop of, from the roof of the Gag to the rooftop of the Churva, the destroyed area, the destroyed house? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana says, Lav hainu d'Rami Bar Chama, how is your question any different than Rami Bar Chama? Rami Bar Chama asks, Beis Amos Begag, Beis Amos Bachsadra. And you're asking, Beis Amos Begag, Beis Amos Bechorba. It's the same exact question. Lav hainu d'Rami Bar Chama, why are you asking Rami Bar Chama's question? So the Gemara says, really? You really think I'm asking the same question? Rabbi Bar Abaye says, Amar Rabbi Bar Abaye, V'chi ma'acher asoy unitzoy? As Rashi points out, do you think I'm coming here just to repeat his question and get credit for it? As Rashi says, Mipi acher bossi v'cholakti v'sheila? You think I'm coming over here to go and give myself like credit for asking this question? V'sheila sheshola acher bossi l'kanter bismia? Do you think I'm coming here to really ask a question that somebody else asked and to take credit for it? Unlikely. Bismia, that's not what's going on. I was asking as follows. Achsadra lochazi l'dira. The difference between my question and Rami Bar Chama's question is, assuming that you say, Rami Bar Chama, we answer it in a certain way, there's a difference between an achsadra and a churba. Achsadra luchazi l'dira. Nobody lives underneath the achsadra. It's an open area outside. However, the churba is a somewhat enclosed area, albeit it's destroyed. The churba, chazi l'dira, people could live in a churba. And therefore, there's a difference between my question, Gag, and churba, and Rami Bar Chama's question, Gag, and achsadra. Where it says, but then what's your question? If you're saying that the churva is no different than a gag, in other words, the people living underneath it, the chimiyafa achar, the chazil adira, my komibale, so then what's your question? Okay, you're not asking the same question as Rami Bar Chama, but you don't even have a question. So where it says, no, he actually has a great question. Rabbi Bar Abaye was asking a very good question and is based upon whatever answer you're going to give to Rami Bar Chama. And he says, Im timse lomar kamar. What he was saying is, depending on what you're going to answer to Rami Bar Chama, I now have a question. In Timsei Lomar, if you're going to tell me that the answer to Rami Bar Chama's question was Achazra Lo Chazya Ledira, if you're going to tell me that, no, since the Achsadra is not Roy, nobody lives underneath it, and therefore you'd be allowed to carry from the Gag to the top of the Achsadra, it's considered over there Chod Rishusahu. Well, that's because the Achsadra doesn't have people living underneath it. Churva Chazya Ledira. So, do we say that a churva is different, since the churva is chazil adira? So, even though you can carry from two amos on the gag to two amos on top of the achsadra, you're not allowed to carry two amos on the gag to two amos on top of the churva, or not? O dilma, hashtamiya, lesbadirim. Or do we say, right now, in the churva, while it is roi ladira, right now, nobody's living there. It's a churva. It's a destroyed house. So therefore, how do we view the churva? That was Rabbi Barai's question. Depending on what you're answering to Rami Rachama, if you're allowing Rami Rachama, if his answer to his question is you can carry from the gag to the afsadra, so would the same halacha apply to a churva or not? There's two possibilities. It does apply to a churva because nobody's living there right now, and therefore it's no different than the afsadra. Or do we say, no, since people could live there, it's different than the afsadra, and in fact, it's like a gag, and you wouldn't be allowed to carry Beis Amos Begag Zeh to Beis Amos Begag Zeh. And the Gemara leaves with Teiku. We don't have an answer, but at least Rabbi Bar Avai's question was a good question. It wasn't the same question that Rabbi Bar Chama asked, which was also a good question, although we didn't understand his question from the beginning. Now the Gemara says, before we had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, if you remember from yesterday's shiur, Rav had said, on one gag, you're not allowed to even carry Dalet Amos. When we said it's a Rishus Liatzmo, it meant it was like a Carmelis, and therefore you couldn't carry more than Dalet Amos. And Shmuel had said, no, you can carry on that entire gag. Now the Gemara is going to say, we have the exact opposite opinion. Rav is going to say what Shmuel said, and Shmuel is going to say what Rav said. It's going to be a Kasha, Rav and Rav, and a Kasha, Shmuel and Shmuel. So now we have Gagin Hashavim Rav Meir. If you have two rooftops that are equal to each other, Rashi explains, She'ein Bahen Gag Govoa Mechadero, one is not more than 10 Tfachim, greater or higher or lower than the other, Asara, V'yesh HaBeismuch Yachin, and they're all attached, one to the other. So you have this series of adjacent roofs, one no higher or lower than the other one, and according to Rav Meir in the Mishnah, we had said that even though they may be owned by different people, we consider them as a single entity, a single Rishus, even though different people own them. So according to Rav Meir, Gag and Hashavim, or according to the Rabbanon, a Gag Yechidi, the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, we're dealing with a single Gag without any other attached areas, because according to the Rabbanon, the entire roof area of one Gag is a single entity. According to Rav Meir, all the roofs are a single entity. According to Rabbanon, each roof is a separate entity, so we don't need any other houses in this scenario, according to the Rabbanon. You just have a Gag Yechidi. And the question is, are you allowed to carry, according to Rav Meir, on all of these Gagin, more than Dalet Amos, they're all considered one Rishus. According to Rabbanon, this one rooftop, are you allowed to carry? It's considered a single Rishus. And one would have expected Rav to say, no, you can only carry Dalet Amos, and Shmuel to say, you're allowed to carry the entire, either single roof according to Rabbanon, or all the roofs according to Rav Meir. And now the Gemara tells us the exact opposite. Rav Amar Mutal Tata Bakulo. Either according to Rav Meir, you can carry on all the Gagim, no problem, or on the Gag Yechidi, you can carry on the entire Gag Yechidi, according to Rabbanon. And Shmuel says the exact opposite that he said in yesterday's year. Ushmuel Amar Ein Tata Bala Badalit. He says, now like Rav said yesterday, that you're only allowed to carry either on all the Gagim, according to Rav Meir, that are Shavim, just Dalet Amos, or on the Gag Yechidi, according to Rabbanon. You're also only allowed to carry Dalet Amos. So Gemara says, this is the exact opposite of what we said yesterday. Rav Amar Mutal Tata Bakulo, Kasha the Rav of the Rav. And we'll see in a moment, Shmuel, who says you're only allowed to carry Dalet Amos, will be Kasha the Shmuel and the Shmuel. So Gemara says, why did Rav in yesterday's shir say that you're only allowed to carry Dalet Amos, and today's shir he seems to be saying you can carry the entire thing? Gemara says, it all depends on what you're dealing with. Hasam, in yesterday's shir, lo minkara mechitza sa. It wasn't recognizable. They were all attached, according to the opinion of Rav Meir. They were all shabbat. And he didn't say that the principle of good osik applies in that scenario, because you can't see them. And therefore, it wasn't minkara mechitza sa. Therefore, you're only allowed to carry the Dalet Amos. But in today's shir, hacha, Minkara Mechitzasa. Here we're dealing with that you can see each of the walls going down. You go to the edge of this rooftop, either according to Rav Meir, all these Gagin, you go to the edge of all of these Gagin, and you see the fall off down to the ground. You see the fall off to the Rosh Hashanah. So that's a real wall there. And there you do apply good Osik. And similarly, in the case of a Gag Yechidi, you go to the edge of the roof, and you see the wall going down. So that is considered good Osik. So in this situation, the Mechitzas are considered Minkara. The Mechitzas in between the different apartments, we don't consider them Minkara. But by the edge of the wall, either if the multiple rooftops according to Rav Meir or the single rooftop according to the Rabbanon, you see basically a wall around each of these four sides of this roof or roofs. And therefore, and it's considered Minkara Mechitzasa, and we do apply the principle of good Osik in this situation. So therefore, Rav Arav is not a Kasha. Where it says, okay, great. We resolved the issue with Rav Adarav. But Shmuel said today, Ushmuel Amar, Ein Metatlin Bo El B'dal Amos, in our case today, with the Gag and Hashavim according to Rav Meir, or the Gag Yechidi according to Rabbanon, Shmuel says you can only carry Dalet Amos. But yesterday, Shmuel said you can carry the entire area. Kasha the Shmuel and Shmuel. Today's sheet of Shmuel goes against yesterday's sheet of Shmuel. Shmuel gives also a teretz. Shmuel says, Hasam, in yesterday's shiur, you know what? Lo hada yoser mi beis sosayim. The combined area of all of the rooftops was less than a beis sosayim. And therefore, if you have a beis sosayim and underneath it, it was mukaf ladira, so we say above it as well, it's considered mukaf ladira. And therefore, you're allowed to go and carry within the entire area. That's why Shmuel said, yes, you can carry the entire area. However, today, here we're dealing with an area that is larger than Beis Hasayim. And since, by definition, the rooftop is not Hukaf Ladira, only underneath it is Hukaf Ladira, here you have a Beis Hasayim that is not Mukaf Ladira, you're not allowed to carry it. We treat it like a Carmelis, and you're only allowed to carry it Dalet Amos. Aydigmor says, Bahani Mechitzos, Lamata Avidan, the Mechitzos that are underneath it, Shmuel yesterday said that they can be considered good osik, that's because they were less than a beis sosayim. But today, we're dealing with them being more than a beis sosayim, so therefore, lamala lo avidan, they weren't made to enclose above. So if you're less than a beis sosayim, it doesn't make a difference whether it's mukaf ladira or not. But if you're more than a beis sosayim, it makes a big difference whether it's mukaf ladira. And therefore, in today's situation, you're dealing with an area that is greater than a beis sosayim that was not mukaf ladira, and therefore, this halachically is vavi kikarpav yosim beis hasayim shelo hukaf ladira. And the rule is, we call karpav yosim beis hasayim shelo hukaf ladira, ein metaltum bo elo bedalit. You're only allowed to carry within a dalit amo. So that's the difference, according to Shmuel, between yesterday's shiur, which is less than a beis hasayim, and therefore it, by definition, doesn't have to be mukaf ladira, and today, which there are no mechitzas here, and it wasn't mukaf ladira, and since it's a base greater than a base hasayim, you're not allowed to carry within it except dalet amos. We treat it like a karmelis. So we resolve the kasha rava the rav, and we resolve the kasha shmuel adu shmuel. Similarly, we have another machlokis over here between Rav and Shmuel in the following case. Itmar, we're saying in the base medrash, if you have a boat, a svina. Now this boat, Rashi explains, is a large boat, and it has more than a base hasayim. So Rav amar mutar l'talta b'kula. Rav says you're allowed to carry within the entire boat. You made an Erev Chatzeros, or you're the only person on the boat, and he says, you're allowed to carry within the entire boat. Shmuel Amar, Ein Metaltin Bo Ela B'Dalet. Shmuel says, you're not allowed to carry within it, except Dalet Amos. Now, again, this is Rav like today, and Shmuel like today, and not like Rav said yesterday, and Shmuel said yesterday. So what's the rationale? Rav Amar, Mutal Atata B'Kula. Rav says, you're allowed to carry throughout the entire boat. Return to the Amud Beis. Why? Because the Ha, Iko Mechitzasa. Because there are walls over here of the boat that go down. And therefore, those walls, it's like the houses that you have the rooftops and there's no other houses nearby them. So therefore, you can see the rooftop going down, see the side of the wall going down from the rooftop. And therefore, we can say good osik. So to over here on the boat, we say good osik. And therefore, you're allowed to carry within this area if you're the only person on the boat or you made an Erev Chatzeros. Ushmul Amar, Ein Metaltin Bo, Ela Biarba Amos. Shmuel says, no, you're not allowed to because these aren't mechitzos that you can apply good osik to. They're not really mechitzos. You know what they are? They're mechitzos lavriach mayim asuyos. They're to make the water not go into the boat. The hull of the boat is not a mechitza. The hull of the boat is a barrier so that the water doesn't go in. And if something is not a mechitza, so then it can serve to say that it is enclosing an area that's greater than a beis hasayim. It's not called mukaf ladira. According to Rav, even though it's greater than a beis hasayim, it's mukaf ladira. The mechitzas are housing you. You're living on this boat. So therefore, you can carry. However, according to Shmuel, this mechitza of the walls, the hull of the boat, is to prevent the water from coming in. It's not called something you can say, it's mukaf ladira. And therefore, it's greater than a beis hasayim, and it's not mukaf ladira. So, this is exactly the scenario that we just said. It's like a karmelis, shein a mukaf ladira, that's greater than a beis hasayim, and you're not allowed to carry on the boat. Amli Rechia bar Yosef li Shmuel. So Rechia bar Yosef said to Shmuel, why do we paskin? Do we paskin like you, or do we paskin like Rav? Hilchasah kavasach. Do we paskin like you, Shmuel, that in fact you're only allowed to carry here dalet amos? Or hilchasah karav? Do we paskin like Rav? So Shmuel is always interested in the right answer. He said, Amalei. He said to him, hilchasah karav. In fact, halacha follows like Rav, not like me. Even though I argue with Rav, I either change my opinion or I defer to him, and we paskin, in fact, that the mechitzos here are considered mukaf ladira on this boat. Amar Gidl, Amar Chia bar Yosef, another statement that was made by Rav Gidl, in the name of Chia bar Yosef, he said, Umoda Rav, Rav would agree to Shmuel, however, if you turn the boat upside down, Shim Kefah Alpia, so in the boat, instead of being right side up, is now upside down. She'ein metaltalin bo ela biyar mamos. In this situation, you wouldn't be allowed to carry on the boat. We don't say the mechitzos are good osik over here, like we did a moment ago, that the hull of the boat is essentially a mechitza that surrounds the entire boat, but we don't say that over here, And in fact, even Rav would be moted to Shmuel, Shein Metaltlin Bo El Bedarba Amos, in a situation where the boat's turned upside, so that the bottom of the boat is up, and you're walking on the bottom of the boat, you wouldn't be allowed to carry, in this situation, more than Dalet Amos on Shabbos. Why is this? So the Gemara explains, Kifal Lamai, why did you turn the boat upside down? Obviously, there was a reason to do so. Elay, well, if you're going to tell me, Lodur Tachtea, you want to, it's raining, you want to have a place to stay that's warm and not in the rain or whatever the situation may be, and you turn the boat upside down in order to live in the upside down boat underneath the hull of the boat, so that you're living in this space underneath the boat. And again, if you're having trouble picturing this, you can see this in the Pirush Chai on page 197 in diagram number 31. So if you're saying, I want to live in this underneath this upside down turned over boat, so then what's the shaila? How is this any different than any rooftop? A person's living underneath here, it's even if it's greater than a base of Siam, this is Mukaf Ladiri. You turned over the boat in order that you should live there. So it's a area that's greater than base of Siam, but it's Mukaf Ladira. These are considered valid walls. The side of the boat are real machitzos. So therefore, what would be the shaila? Of course, you'd be able to carry there. Why would Rav say, Eimetalvim Bela Biabri Amos? Elo, Gemara says, Elo, your reason you turned it over is not to live underneath the boat. Elo, Shekifor Lizovsa. You turned the boat upside down in order to repair and fix and put pitch and tar on the bottom of the boat. You're putting Zephys over there. You're sealing the hull. And therefore, in this situation, even though we could argue that this is a good Osik situation, but certainly it's not Mukaf Ladira, it's greater than a base of Sayim. So even Rav would be Moda. Everybody's Moda to this din, that a Karpat that is greater than a base of Sayim, that wasn't Mukaf Ladira, you're not allowed to go carry inside or on top in this situation of that area. That concludes this discussion. The way that we have it right now, the case where Rav Chiya bar Yosef asked Shmuel, how do we paskin, was talking about this exact case, and he said the halacha is like Rav. And in fact, Rav Ashdi masti lo asfina. This is the way that we learned the Gemara, was the way Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was the redactor of the Gemara, so Rav Ashi, Ravina Rav Ashi, the very end of the Amoraim period of time, so Rav Ashi learned the Gemara the way we just said it. However, Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava, he learned that this question that Shmuel said, I moded to Rav, in this situation, was not talking about the Sfina. He said, Masli lo achsadra. He said it was referring to a case about an achsadra. What is the case about an achsadra? Ditma, because we said the base medrash, achsadra babika. If you have an achsadra that is out in an open field, you can see a diagram of this on page 198 in the Pirush Chai, diagram number 32. So you have an achsadra that's out in the open field. The achsadra again has no walls, it just has a ceiling, and it has posts in the four corners that hold up the ceiling. So, Rav Amar, in this situation, Rav said, Mutu l'talta b'kula, you're allowed to go and carry underneath the entire achsadra. Ushmul Amar, eimetaltan bo el biava. And Shmuel said, no, you're not allowed to carry underneath the achsadra, you're only allowed to go dalet amos. Why? What's the rationale for each of them? Rav Amar Mutu, Rav said you can carry underneath the entire achsadra because of the principle that we discussed early in the shir. Rav Amar Mutu l'talta b'kula, you can carry underneath the entire achsadra because of the principle Aminon pi tikra yori v'sosim. Here we're talking about a flat roof. We're not talking about like the arzila, like the slanty roof that we said previously, like our roofs today. But we're talking about their roofs, which were a perfectly flat roof. And since it was a perfectly flat roof, so we say the edge of the roof, we view it as being a vertical line down, so that if you're looking at underneath the edge of the roof, we imagine that there's a halachic wall coming down. That's the principle, a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, of pi tikra yored v'sosem. And Rav says you can apply this to the achsadra. And therefore, even though it's not mukaf in the normal, typical way, but we do allow it to be something that is considered enclosed, and therefore it is pi tikra yored v'sosem. As Rashi says, b'hai dinoka b'biko, what's the chiddush over here to tell me it's out in the field? Mishum, the be'ir stam achsadros smuchos lehekiv bayis. That's because if you have an achsadra in the city, it's normally adjacent to a house or a chotzer. V'iko mechitza achas ushtayim. And there would be, in that situation, besides the achsadra itself, it's normally going to be adjacent to a house. It will have one or two walls of the house. And that's really what the diagram 198 in the Pirush Chai, page 198, diagram number 32, is really showing us. It's not out in the field. And therefore, if it would be out in the field, then Shmuel is going to argue with Rav. But if it's in the city, where it's using the house to a certain extent, as one of the walls, maybe two of the walls, umodish will hossam the metaltalin, kidamrin and lakaman. And Shmuel is moda in that situation. So therefore, that's why Rashi tells us what Dafka be talking about a case of the Achsadra is out in the Bikkon. So Rav's opinion again, Rav Amar Mutal Taltabukula, Mirinam Pitiko Yarvisosim. And Shmuel Amar, Amitaltan Bo Elabiar Ba. Shmuel's opinion is no. We don't say pitik or yorvisosim, lo aminam pitik or yorvisosim, and therefore, you are not allowed to carry more than dalin amos, the arba amos. And therefore, in this situation, Rav and Shmuel having a machlokes. And on this, the opinion is of Rav Acha, Brei de Rava, that on this, Rav Chiya bar Yosef asked Shmuel, how do we paskin? And Shmuel said, we paskin like Rav. So this second version of where Shmuel was moda to Rav goes on this case of the Achsadra Babika. Nottingmore continues and tells us, V'Rav, Aliba the Rav Meir. Rav, we explained the Machlokas now that when the Gagim was Shavim, and according to Rav Meir, Rav said you're allowed to carry within all the areas of the rooftop, according to the Chachamim, where the case was just a Gag Yechidi, Rav had said you can carry within the entire Gag. But we're asking now, V'Rav, Aliba the Rav Meir, in the case we have the Gagim Shavim, and Rav says, according to Rav Meir, who says that they're all considered one Rishus, so therefore, Rav had held in today's shir, earlier today, we've already had this several times, Rav holds he can carry within the entire area. So Gemara says, L'taltali migag l'chotzer. Why can't you carry from the Gag to the Chotzer? Rav Meir says, you're not allowed to carry from the Gag to the Chotzer. He only says you're allowed to carry within all the Gagim. But why can't you carry from the Gag to the Chotzer, according to Rav's understanding of Rav Meir, that you can carry within the entire, all the different Gagi, you can carry more than Dalai Lama, you can carry within them entirely, so why can't you also carry from the Gag to the Chotzer? Rashi explains the question as follows, in the Dibur HaMasel, V'Rav Aliba the Rav Meir, Kivin D'Yomar B'Gagin HaShavin Metatlin V'Kulin, since Rav holds that Rav Meir says that you're allowed to carry within all these Gagin, if they're Gagin Shavim, Amo Lav Karmelis Ninu, he doesn't consider them to be a Karmelis, and therefore, L'Talto M'Gag L'Chotzer, should be allowed to carry from the Gag to a Chotzer should be allowed. Alom Amrin and Lekamon Divri Rav Meir Gagin Rishus Atzmon Chetzeros Rishus Atzmon. Why does he say that you can't carry from the Gag to Rishus? They metalta Megag leChotzer. You can't carry from the Gag to the Chotzer. Rashi says Aliba the Rabbanon Begag Yechidi Lech LeMiprach. According to the question where Rav allows the according to Rabbanon to carry on a single Gag, there's no question over there. Lech LeMiprach Leil Rav. There's no question there. The Taltimin LeChotzer. The Rabbanon Hochanami Shari. They actually permit it. But the Gemara later on is going to say that Rav Meir doesn't allow you from the Gag, even though you're allowed to carry within all these Gagim, they're one Rishus. He doesn't allow you carry from the Gag to the Chotzer. So the question is, why not? Why would Rav not allow you to do this? So the Gemara says, this is a gzeir over here. In fact, from a pure technical point, since they're all Rishus HaYachid, one would be allowed to carry from the Gag to the Chotzer. But gzeir Mishum de Rav Yitzchok Bar Adimi, this was the gzeir that we had in yesterday's shir. The Rav Yitzchok Bar Adimi said, if you have a post that you could have in the Rishus HaRabim, and this post is between 3 and 9.9 tefachim, and it's wide 4 by 4 tefachim, so we said it's a makom ptur. So we said, you're not allowed to carry from the Rishus HaYachid to the makom ptur, to the Rishus HaRabim. So we had to make a gzeira. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchok said, when we have two adjacent areas next to each other, if we allow you to carry from one Rishus HaYachid into another Rishus HaYachid via this status of this makom ptur in between, you may come to carry to from a tail in the Rishus HaRabim. So that was the gzeira Rav Yitzchok Bar Dimi said. That's why Rav says, even though Rav Meir would allow you to carry on all the Gagim, Rav Meir would not allow you to carry from one of the Gagim to a Chotzer. Gzeira Mishum Tel Birshus HaRabim. New Shmuel. Now ask according to Shmuel's opinion. The Gemara says, U Shmuel Aliba the Rabbanan. The question that we're going to ask now is Shmuel only going according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, that an Agag Yechidi, you're allowed to only carry Dalet Amos. So according to this, according only to Shmuel's opinion, according to the Rabbanan, with the Gag Yechidi, Nitaltel Migag the Karpaf. Why can't you carry it from the Gag to the Karpaf? After all, as long as you don't go more than Dalet Amos, it's considered carrying within a Karpaf. As Rashi explains, we're dealing here with Gag Yechidi, a single Gag, Yosemi Beis Hasayim, it's bigger than a Beis Hasayim, and therefore you're not allowed to carry within, it's not Hukof Ladira. Kivin Diomar, the high good Osik, lo have a Hekif Ladira, since there is no enclosure over here, the Karmelisi, and it's considered like a Karmelis, so then why can't you carry it to another Karmelis? Litalto, mine, li Karpaf, Yosemi Beis Hasayim, Shtei Amos Vazeh, or Beis Amos Vazeh. you should be allowed to do this because you're not carrying more than Dalet Amos in a Carmelis, even though it's two different Carmelises. Why can't you carry from one Carmelis to another Carmelis? Now, Rashi has a Riches over here explaining why this question is only Shmuel Alib the Rabbanon. Why don't we ask Shmuel Alib the Rabbeir? And why don't we ask Rav according to this? Again, we'll leave this for another time. One can go through all these Rashis and look at all the other scenarios which are potentially you could have asked and are rejected. So let's just focus on the question that we're asking here right now. Ushmuel Alib the Rabbanon, why can't you carry from the Gag to the Karpav? As long as you're not going more than Dalet Amos, you're going from a Gag that has the status of being a Carmelis to a Karpath that has the status of being a Carmelis, as long as you're not going more than Dalet Amos, why can't you carry? So the Gemara says, Amarava Barula, Gezerah, Shema Yipaches HaGag. We're concerned over here that some of the roof is going to come down. What does this look like? If you go and look at the diagram in the Pirush Chai on page 198, and you look at diagram number 34, which is Tosus's explanation, Pirush Shema Yipaches HaGag Bem Tziuso, in the middle. And they're going to put a ladder in there, and now they have an access to the roof, and they're going to go up and use the roof. And therefore, in this situation, if you allow them to carry from this Gag into the Karpav that's adjacent to it, that would be now leading from a Rishus HaYochid into a Karpav, and that would not be allowed. So therefore, they made Gzeira in the situation that the roof may come down. If you look in the Illustrated Gemara on page 107, in diagram number 320, he brings down Rashi's Pshat. And you see the diagram over here. Then maybe what's going to happen is Yachser mi beis sasayim. The rooftop area is going to become less than a beis sasayim. And therefore, v'yikatzru gamas habayis, you're going to shorten the house and you're going to shorten the roof area. And therefore, in this situation, yikatzru gamas habayis l'midas hagag, you'll make the rooftop and the house the same dimensions. V'yitnu hamachitza k'neged svas hagag. And now, the hashtaleka yosi beis sasayim. As opposed to Tosu says you're doing it in the middle, here you're doing it from the side. And now it's Rishus HaYochid, Vasi L'Tutuli, Minel HaKarpav. And if we allowed you to carry from the roof to the Karpav under normal circumstances, when there's a hole in the roof, either like Tosu says in the middle, or like Rashi says on the side, then you could end up having a problem of carrying from Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis. So therefore, Omer Rav Barula, it's a Gzeira Shema Yipokas HaGag. Morris says, really? Ihochi, if this is so, and in general, mikarpav lekarpav nami lo yitalto. You should never be allowed to go and carry from one karpav to another karpav, but you are allowed to do that. Why don't we say dilma mitches yosi le tutule that maybe one of the karpavs will become less than a beis sasayim, and people will no longer be allowed to carry in it from that karpav to another karpav because now one is considered an enclosed area. And you're allowed, it's a Rishus HaYochid, and the other one is a Karmelis. So why don't we make this a general Gzeira? You can never carry from one Karpav to another Karpav. Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. Hosom imivchis, if you have two big Karpavs, they're both greater than Beis HaSayim, and one of them then becomes Pachus mi Beis HaSayim. Minkra le Milsa. It's going to be clear to everybody, because it's within walls. It's totally enclosed. So you'll be able to tell, hey, this is no longer a Beis HaSayim, greater than a Beis HaSayim. This is less than a Beis HaSayim. But in our case over here with the roof, if the roof, like Tosa says, in the middle got diminished, or in the case of Rashi, on the side it got diminished, lomin krumilsa, it's not going to be evident. The people standing up on the roof aren't going to realize that the area is now less than a base of sign because there are no minkura mechitzos. There's no clear-cut partitions, no clear-cut mechitzos on the roof. So therefore, it's not analogous to the case of the Karpav to a Karpav, we don't need to make a Gzeira, as opposed to over here, Shami Yipachas HaGag, you do have to make a Gzeira. That's the answer that the Gemara gives. Now the Gemara says, Am Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda tells us, Kishutim Silomar, if you want to tell us, Ledivri Rav Meir, that according to the opinion of Rav Meir, that in the case of Gagin Hashovim, Gagin Rishus Liatzman, all the Gagin are considered one separate Rishus, and you can carry from one Gag rooftop to another Gag rooftop, and you can't carry from the Gag to the Chotzer, but all the Chatzeros, Rishus Liatzman, for any utensils that were in this area before Shabbos started, you can carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, albeit only within the Chatzeros Rishus. All the Chatzeros are considered one Rishus in this regard, just like all the Gagin are considered one Rishus in this regard. We turn to Tzadi Aleph, Amud Aleph, and likewise, the Karpifos, all the Karpifos, they're considered Rishus Liatzman according to Rav Meir. So this is Rav Meir's Shita, that you're allowed to carry anywhere within the Gagos for Kalim that were there beforehand, before Shabbos started, you can carry within all the Gagim. Likewise, you can carry within all the Chatzeros. Likewise, you can carry within all the Karpas, all the Karpifos, but you can't carry from one to the other. That's with Meir Shita. And, L'divrei Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, who say that each roof is a separate entity. Each roof is a separate rishus because of the mechitzos underneath them, and therefore you can only carry within that one roof area. So according to this shita, the chachamim, the roofs and the chatzeros are considered rishus achas. Gagin v'chatzeros are considered rishus achas, that you'd be allowed to go and carry from one roof to a chatzer, or vice versa, even if different people own them, because if the kelim were there at the start of Shabbos, this is considered like one entity. So you can't go and carry from your house up into any other gag. You can only go up into your gag, and you can't go from your house into any other chatzer other than your chatzer. But in this regard, the kelim that are Shabbos in this area, so the gagin and the chatzeros are considered one rishus. However, according to the chachamim, the karpifos also considered a separate rishus, rishus achas, and you wouldn't be allowed to carry from a gag or a chotzer into a karpaf, or from a karpaf into a gag or a chotzer. Those are considered separate entities. And again, as Rashi points out over here, in the Dibra Maskel, karpifos, rishus achas, v'afilu hein shel shnayim, even if they're owned by two different people. The kol rishus shishmo, shaveh, mutulo, anything that has the same name, you're allowed to go carry from one to the other, assuming the kelim were there beforehand, chutz min hagagin, but not for the gagin. And even if it's owned by the same person, Osir. It's different than the Gag and the Chotzer, because the reasoning Rashi explains is the Tashmish Day, the Gag, Shavu Chotzer, because the usage that they have for their Gag and the usage they have for their Chotzer are very similar, as opposed to the Karpav, which is dissimilar. And Rashi points out that we're going to learn more about this later on in tomorrow's Shir, so we'll leave it for then as well. So that's the second statement that we're making right now, according to the Chachon. And finally, the third statement, the Divrei Rav Shimon said, Kulan Rishus Achas Hein. Rav Shimon said that all of these, for the Kalim that are in those places, but the start of Shabbos, you can carry from a Gag to a Chatzit to a Karpav, and vice versa, no restrictions whatsoever. They're all considered to be the same type of Rishus, even though there are multiple different owners. Anything that's in there, since the usage of these areas is all considered the same. As Rashi says, don't think for a second that Rabbi Shimon says, Kol chodo v'chodo rishuso b'anfei nafshei. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold like that. Aval Rabbi Shimon, Rashi continues, Kulu chodo rishuso mashrilu. He holds them all to be considered like one entity. And we see this also later on from the Brises that we'll learn in Yitzhak Shem in tomorrow's Shir, where we're going to bring various Brises in support of these different statements. This was a very difficult Shir. Yitzhak Shem, we finished the Shir today, and we'll go on tomorrow. This concludes today's Shir.